he asked Sindawe.
I doubt it.
They meant among their Taglian soldiers, of course. Nar are warriors, back for a dozen generations. They don't sully themselves doing unheroic work. I was negligent. I failed to mention that the Nuang Bao came from country where fishing was probably a way of life.
It's a thought, Mogaba told me. And there is always baked crew.
He glanced back at the window.
But most Taglians won't eat flesh.
A conundrum, I agreed.
I will not surrender.
No reply seemed adequate.
You have no resources either.
Less than you. I lied. We still had a little rice from the catacombs, but not much. We were stretching ourselves every way possible, in accordance with hints recorded in the annals. We didn't look like famine victims. Not quite yet. We looked, I noted, less well-fed than did the Nar.
Suggestions for reducing the number of unproductive mouths.
I'm letting my worn-out Taglians and any locals who want build rafts and go. But I don't let them take anything with them. He controlled his anger again.
That does consume valuable timber. But it is another thought worth consideration.
I studied Sindawe and Ochiba. They remained jet statues. They weren't even breathing, it seemed. They expressed no opinions. Mogaba glared at me.
I feared this meeting would be this non-productive. You haven't even thrown the annals in my face.
The annals aren't magic. What they say about sieges is plain common sense stuff. Be stubborn. Ration. Don't support the non-productive. Control the spread of plague. Don't exhaust your enemy's patience if there's no hope of outlasting them. If surrender is inevitable, do it while your enemy is still amenable to terms.
This enemy never offered.
I wondered about that. Although the Shadow Masters did have a tendency to think like gods.
Thank you, Standard Bearer. We will examine our options and keep you informed of what we mean to do.
Goblin and One Eye helped me ease my chair back. They settled me into the litter. Mogaba said nothing else, and I could think of nothing I wanted to tell him. The other Nar just stood there awkwardly and watched us go.
What was that in aid of?
I asked once we were clear.
I expected yelling and threats.
They wanted to pick your brains,
Goblin said.
While he made up his mind if he was going to kill you.
One I added cheerfully.
Oh, that's real encouraging.
He did decide, Morgan. And he didn't pick the option you want to hear.
It's time to start being real.